First thing in the morning, a few hundred protesters, union members, activists surrounded the Capitol to greet lawmakers as they walked in. Democrats got cheers. The demonstrators also hoisted big pictures of every Republican who voted for a right-to-work law during last year's lame duck session. Here's what happened when Representative Bruce Rendon, one of those Republicans, walked by.
Shame! It's their walk of shame.
Lyle Birchman is an auto worker for General Motors here in Lansing.
I'm here for working families. I'm very concerned about the future. The line of nonsense that the Republicans are peddling is not true. The things that they did last year are just plain wrong.
Birchman says the fact that GM opened two new car plants in the Lansing area before Michigan became a right-to-work state shows the law was not necessary and just created tensions and hard feelings. By noon, the action had pretty much moved. Inside the Capitol, lawmakers went through the formalities of opening day. One of those was re-electing Republican Jace Bulger as Speaker of the House. 2 years ago, Bulger used his opening day address to call for a discussion on making Michigan a right-to-work state. This year, Bulger called for fewer regulations, better schools, more access to preschool, making it easier for families to adopt children, and coming up with a better way to pay for roads. Bulger also said it's time to set aside any lingering bitterness from last year.
Throughout all of the work awaiting us this session, we should seek to build and rebuild relationships. This past year has strained relationships. However, we can and should leave that past behind us.
House Democratic leader Tim Grimmel seconded Bulger's nomination as Speaker, but said that does not mean his caucus will ignore what happened last year.
Today is the first opportunity to move forward and to do what this legislature owes it to the people of the state of Michigan to do, and that's to do better than it did last term.
There was some concern among Republicans that Democrats would break with the traditional display of unity on opening day by denying Bulger a unanimous or at least unopposed vote for Speaker. And two Democrats, Representatives Doug Geis and Diane Slavens, could not bring themselves to vote for their nemesis. And so when the time came, they pushed the red buttons on their desks. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.